Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for some chin music.
Hey, Yomp. How about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
There is absolutely no reason why not, Zach. Will the Cubs be contenders for a playoff spot in October after an exciting come-from-behind ninth-inning walk-off by Michael Tauchman? Anything seems possible.
Welcome back. Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine playing a little chin music. Coming in high and tight. Unexpectedly, at my partner, Bruce. I know you weren't expecting that. I know that I had to play that. The minute that I heard that yesterday on the pregame show, I knew that we had a place to replay that. You say that the Cubs, you asked the question, what does it mean? Could it be? It's a good question, Bruce. I'm buzzing the tower here, taking my chances. What do you think?
Can you play that again?
Please do. Please do.
Tyler is going back to the board in 3, 2, 1.
There is absolutely no reason why not, Zach. Will the Cubs be contenders for a playoff spot in October after an exciting come-from-behind ninth-inning walk-off by Michael Tauchman? Anything seems possible.
Anything seems possible, Bruce.
I think so. I think that anything is possible in today's baseball, and why not? Why not? Thanks for buzzing my tower, by the way.
All in fun, buddy. I think that it's fun to consider because that explains, though, and it does, it captures the excitement when Mike Tauchman had another talk-off. For the second year in a row, you wonder if a big play from Mike Tauchman against the Cardinals will change the course of the second half of the season. In this case, there's only 50 games left.
Did you hear the good luck portion of what Talkman had to say about taking his wife to the doctor?
I did hear.
I think Tyler will find that for us eventually.
Mike Talkman, that was fun. It was fun post game when he said, "Shout out Women's Health," because his wife, on the same day that she had an appointment in the morning with her physician, he had success. So he basically is saying that time
it was
that happens,
the second time in a row. The prior time was when he had the walk-off home run. So he's going to be driving her there more often, I guess, is the answer to all of that. So, but yeah, that was a nice surprise for me. Thank you so much.
I'm glad that you could roll with the punches, Bruce. Look, in all seriousness, I do think that it speaks to the question that is valid, is that when things like that happen, momentum in baseball, you know, creating the kind of good feelings that haven't been around as often as they should have been in the first half of the season, you thought that they were getting that back right before the All-Star break.
And then again, baseball should be fun, right?
Yes.
I mean, we all look to it for,
absolutely,
you know, a release. I mean, you and I and Tyler, our producer, we're doing it for a living and we're working at it. But the reason we got into this business is because it was a lot better than sitting in an office from 9 to 5. Whether you're making $50,000 or $500,000, it's like, this is the, you know, as Chet Kopic used to say, the toy department of media work, and it's so much fun to be a part of it. Even at its worst moments, it's still better than other jobs in a lot of ways.
And it's still a lot of fun for the players as well, which is why Mike Talkman, who is the Palatine Pounder, a guy who is local guy, must be having the time of his life playing for the Cubs, his hometown team. He's enjoying every moment, and they don't come much bigger than they did the other night with the walk-off and then, let's call it, the talk-off, and he had plenty to say post-game.
Do you have a favorite walk-off now?
Well, I had, my wife had a OBGYN appointment this morning, and she told me that the last walk-off was also, we had an appointment that morning, so I'm going to start taking her to a doctor. Probably. We're going to get a lot of appointments in. You know, shout out Women's Healthcare. But that was, she made sure that was the first thing, you know, that was like the first message I had from her. So I wanted to put that out there, and she okayed me sharing it too. So, you know, I think that, they're even just probably because of that. So.
Mike Talkman post game. That was funny. He added that she was good with him sharing that. That's a smart man.
David, I have some great lines, but you know, I would just be fired, you know.
No. Yeah, we don't want that to happen, Bruce. We need you here every Saturday morning and every time on the Mullin Hall Show. We need your presence.
But we can go to the other thing that we were going to use for chin music, David.
Yes, we will.
And I think people are going to enjoy this one, too.
So we're going to get back on the rails here because Garrett Crochet spoke earlier this week, and this was the original plan. I did surprise Bruce. He took it like a pro. But we're going to get back to Garrett Crochet talking about what happened at the trade deadline in relation to what his representatives talked about and demanded in terms of the contract extension for him to pitch in October and the fact that the Sox did not trade him.
You and your agents stood up for your career, which seems to be widely admired by most. How do you feel about having done that stealthily, and where it leaves you with the White Sox going forward?
I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I thought it was good, but you know, no one wants to hear what I have to say.
You know, ultimately, whether a deal went through or not, I don't think was dependent on that being said or not. I think that that, you know, any team would see the amount of innings that I threw last year and find it reasonable. I think that it was ultimately the right call.
As Garrett Crochet, Bruce, good question, good line of questioning. And did you expect for him to be asking you a question in response?
You always have to be ready, David. Always have to be ready. Nobody wants to hear from me when the athlete is the one they want to hear from. And in this case, he stood up again and said, look, My agents asked for an extension if they expect me to be traded somewhere and pitch in October, and I'm protecting myself. I'm 2 years away from free agency. I'm 1 year and a half away from Tommy John. I have to stand up for my career. I don't know if anybody could fight that type of logic. And by coming out and saying it, yes, the White Sox were limited. There were two or three teams that walked away from dealing for Crochet because they didn't like what they heard. But do you like honesty, David?
I do like honesty, but I want to know what you think. I'll tell you what I think in a moment, but I do want to know your opinion on that, because what player empowerment is terrific, and I think it is something that you're seeing more from college sports to every professional league, and I think you're seeing this as part of this conversation with Garrett Crochet. He's essentially, his representatives are essentially protecting him, and he's got every right to do that. What do you think about that in this case? Because what he did was he made it much harder for him to leave the worst team potentially in baseball history.
Well, I think the one other thing he could have done was say, hey, I need to sit down with Chris Getz and tell him exactly where I'm at on this. Okay, I'm going to do, my agents and I are going to do this. We know for a fact that you want to trade me and get optimum amount for 2.5 years, basically 2 years, 2 months of my service to another team that's in contention. And because you were going to have a plan to protect me the rest of the year, my agents and I have a plan too to protect me, because I'm not going somewhere else, sitting in a bullpen, coming out 3 or 4 times a day and taking a chance of hurting my arm again. It's just not going to be. I don't want to go to a team and disappoint them. So maybe you're better off talking to these teams and telling them what my position is before you make any type of concessions or deals with someone else.
Well, boy, I can't argue with that being tremendous foresight. I do think it's exceedingly rare. And I also wonder this, Bruce, just from a – and this may not be factoring in all of those concerns about his health and his arm and all of that, but because I look at it just from a baseball standpoint, just from a sports competitive standpoint. You are Garrett Crochet. You are 25 years old, the most sought-after pitcher at the trade deadline. You have an opportunity to go from a team that is now 58 games below 500 to a team that's likely to be playing deep into October. From a competitive standpoint, as a competitor, I don't know how you would pass up that opportunity if you have it and then work out the details later. You're still going to be a rich man at some point in time, I would think, right?
No. I mean, I'm arguing with you on this
okay.
one. Okay. Because your career is on the line. You've thrown a total of 25 innings as a starting pitcher in your entire career before this year, right? Mm-hmm. So ramping down is something that you don't want to tell another team and teammates when you go there and you're sitting on your butt and saying, you know what, I'm not pitching for you because I'm protecting my career. Nothing would be more disappointing to the 26 guys in that
room.
Doesn't
it that
the organization, the fan base.
Doesn't that assume that the Dodgers or the Yankees or the contending team that has an excellent organization is going to put you in a position that's going to harm your future? I think it assumes the worst about the team you're joining rather than says, okay, you know what, we'll figure it out later. Because I want to be on a winning team. And once we win it all, or once we get to this point and I have success for you, you'll want to keep me. You'll want to extend me. I will prove my point. And you know what? I'm getting out of here as
David,
fast as possible.
David, it's not a movie. It's his reality, okay? His reality is, I don't want to go somewhere else and tell people a whole bunch of things of what I won't be doing, okay? They're looking for me to be someone to help us win. I'm looking for me to be ramped down, and I've already proven the point. I can be one of the top pitchers in baseball. I now have to watch my innings, watch what I do the rest of the year. The White Sox were certainly, David, you have to admit, the White Sox were going to do that. They are doing that.
Well, they're doing that because they have no value in him pitching 7 innings of 2-run baseball.
No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. The reason is he's got to his limit, and there's no There's no purpose of pushing him to the point where he could possibly hurt himself.
Who creates the limit? Who? What is this arbitrary limit
he's
that we're speaking
never
of?
Thrown
people do things they've never done
never,
before all the time. Blake Snell threw a nine-inning no-hitter last night. People go beyond the realms of...
He's a great pitcher of 10 games every year. He's one of the best 10-game pitchers
in baseball. I understand the value of preserving your health, and I respect that, Bruce. I really do. But I do also wonder, what we're talking about here is there's this inherent lack of trust in the team that he's joining not to protect his well-being. And I get that because you have to look out for yourself. Nobody's going to do that more than you will. And the arm is a $100 million arm at least. But I also wonder about the wisdom of wanting to make it more difficult to be traded from the worst team in the league that's at a historically bad run.
I would have done it. I don't know about you.
Well, I think
would you have done it?
Would I have allowed – what I would have done, I know myself, people – I would have said, okay, you know what? I would have probably expected, if you think I'm worth more to you trading, you don't want me to stay here, I'll go to a team that is going to win this year because I am wired to win. I want to be competitive. I want to be at the highest level possible. And that's not happening here in Chicago for a very long time.
He can't do that because the plan all along was, let's see how many innings I can pitch and then ramp down. You can't go somewhere else and ramp down. They're expecting you to help them win.
You are a major league pitcher. I understand that you cannot dictate the
terms. You're not a robot, David.
No, but you're not a robot. But I also think that if that's the case, then... Well, so right now, he's on a team that has the luxury, if you want to call it that. It's not a luxury at all to be as bad as the White Sox are, but they have to ramp
White
him down.
White Sox were in contention right now. Let's say they were fighting for first.
Okay.
He's still getting ramped down right now. Okay? He's throwing three innings tonight. He's going to throw 60 to 70 pitches. That'll be the plan probably for the rest of – this is a guess. The rest of – August, he'll do that. And then they'll shut him down totally in September.
630, David, relax, bro. I agree with Bruce. He knows his value and wants to make money. Okay, I'm relaxed. Hey, I'm calm. I have some chamomile tea here. I am as calm as they come right now. I'm just saying that this trend in Major League Baseball, I get that you're protecting the asset, you're protecting his arm, you're ramping down, as you say. Bruce, how's that? What's that doing to the rate of baseball injuries among pitchers in the league? I'm just curious.
Great point. A great point on your part. You can't prove that ramping him down or not throwing him another 75 innings is going to hurt him. You cannot. There is no statistical proof of that whatsoever. It's just... It's basically voodoo
right
now.
So you're asking me, so if I'm reckless, I would be reckless with my own body, perhaps, in my career. I would recklessly want to be traded to a team that's going to win a World Series when I'm 25 years old. I would figure out the rest later. I know that may not sound real wise.
Your wife would divorce you if you gave up the $100 million that's waiting for Garrett Crochet. Okay? He has worked hard as a professional and as an amateur his whole life to get to this point.
Can I just add one thing, Bruce?
Sure.
To me, him staying in Chicago right now doesn't guarantee that he's any closer to getting a $100 million contract than if they traded him to the Yankees. I just don't think
I agree. I agree. But he will get traded to the Yankees or the Dodgers in the offseason after making it through an entire season healthy. That will be the
asterisk. Asterisk, yeah, asterisk, asterisk.
It's an asterisk, but it's also a premise.
Healthy.
For another team.
Healthy.
To be able to trade two or three good young players for the opportunity to develop him into a winning championship number one pitcher on their club.
He's staying healthy because they're not going to use him more than two innings at a time down the stretch of a miserable season. That's how you stay healthy.
But the whole point is, it would have happened whether the White Sox were in the race or 60 games under 500.
I get it, but I think that it's something that I guess I didn't really realize until you put it in these terms what we were taught. I mean, as it was happening, I thought it was a power play that they had every right to exercise, and I felt like it's business, and Chris gets talking about it was hurtful. I get all that back and forth. But I also think that you can't deny the fact that if you are a competitor and you want to win, that what Garrett Crochet did and his agents executed was a plan that made it much harder for him to be a winner. And
you will not find, if you get to know Garrett Crochet and you talk to him and you watch how he goes about his job, you will not find a guy in Major League Baseball that wants to win more than Garrett Crochet.
Bruce, I'll quibble with that. I'm not criticizing Garrett Crochet. I hope this doesn't sound like a personal criticism of him. He is a pitcher whose representatives are doing their job to protect his future in his best interest, as best they think that they know how. Garrett Crochet almost is. Do you feel like he's 100% on board with this idea?
Yes.
Okay, you know him better
but
than I do.
The competitor in him, David, it's a great question, because the competitor in him says, I'm as strong as anybody in baseball, I'm healthy as anybody, and I could make it to 200 innings.
Okay, I know.
So that guy in him.
I like that guy.
That guy doesn't like this.
That guy's asking you what you think of something, because I don't think he's 100% sold on what he thinks about the decision.
No, he's 100% sold on the fact that this is the best thing for his career
okay.
right now.
All right. Yeah. I'll buy that because you're there. I'm not. But my opinion.
It's not me being there. It's just, if you were this guy's advisor, mm-hmm. David, if you were his agent, you're making 5% of the future of him as a cold business fact, and you also care about him as a human being, what would you have advised him to do?
It's a very good question. I'm not an agent. My inclination would be to have a conversation with him. How important is winning to you? How important is and what role? And I would the team that would be want him the most, I would have a conversation with them about what they would plan to do. And if they're going to – I just don't think that teams in today's Major League Baseball are reckless with their prize prospects or pitchers.
They are moving this guy. They have no use for him on the Chicago White Sox other than a chip to build for the future. It's a cold business move.
That's a ridiculous decision.
It's a cold business move.
That's a terrible decision.
But, David, a cold business move has to be answered by the athlete with a cold business answer.
I'm coldly going to end this segment because we have to go to somebody who has warmth in his heart, and that's Steve Stone. I'm sure he has a lot to say and thoughts about the Garrett Crochet situation, and I think his opinion is more valid than either of ours, Bruce, with due respect. Steve Stone has been through it and obviously is front and center and sees his White Sox play every single day. Looking forward to this conversation next when we come back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 6.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
70 the score.
Garrett had strong, he has had strong interest from clubs for obvious reasons. You know, he's become one of the top starting pitchers in our game, and you know, his story kind of speaks for itself. His climb towards the top, being a starting pitcher. You know, we were having discussions with clubs up until the last hour. Obviously, nothing came together. We didn't feel like it was the right move to move Garrett, although there was that strong interest.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
That was Chris Getz on the decision to keep Garrett Crochet in a White Sox uniform for the remainder of the season. David Haw, Bruce Levine here on Inside the Clubhouse, 670 the score. Time now to go out to our guest hotline, sponsored by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. CircaLasVegas.com is where we find Steve Stone, the great analyst for NBC Sports Chicago and our Score Baseball Insider. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Fine, David. How are you?
We're doing well here. We just had a pretty lively debate, Bruce and I, about the Garrett Crochet situation and the decision by his representatives to intervene in a way before the deadline that made it harder to trade him. What did you think about that power play?
Well, first of all, I think that his representation, the agent he works with, does not have the greater good of the Chicago White Sox in mind. He has the greater good of Garrett Crochet in mind because that's who he works for. And I believe that they probably felt that they want to make sure that their client is as healthy as possible. And being the first year that he's starting, I think this is a difficult situation, almost unprecedented. And I can't blame either side. I mean, the White Sox would have loved to have kept all of this in-house, the agent going to them and saying, look, here's the auspices to which we will make a trade, and we will accept the trade, and we will pitch in October. And he wanted an extension. So, I mean, you can understand both sides of the equation. It's actually a classic labor management argument, which we have in a lot of different industries, with labor always taking one side and management pretty much always taking the other side. And I think that's kind of how this played out.
Steve, always great talking to you on our show on Saturday mornings. And I'm just, you know, when you look at this situation, if you're Crochet's pitching coach, if you're his general manager, if you're his agent, if you're Crochet's best friend, where do you go from here? How do you really know? Because as you laid it out, it's uncharted waters for a guy that's only thrown 25 innings last year, none the year before, never any as a starter. How do you make up a plan that makes sense for something that really is not documented or, you know, stable moving forward as to the right plan?
Well, I think they probably have accomplished the first part of this, and that is you bring in Garrett and you say, how would you like to proceed the rest of the way? And I think Garrett's preference was to continue to start on a fairly regular basis, only limit his innings per start. So I anticipate that he's going to go three or four each and every time out, maybe a little bit longer depending on how he feels. He keeps on saying he feels great. So, you know, it is uncharted waters, and I don't think any organization has been in a situation quite like this, because you hope that when you take a relief pitcher and you make him a starter, you hope for some success. And then if he's a really good one, you hope for a lot of success. Well, in the case of Garrett Crochet, he became one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball, making the transition from a reliever to a starter. Now that he's made the transition, he doesn't want to go back because he figures if they're going to make him a reliever again, then he would be going out there throwing as hard as he can for a very short period of time instead of just going out and pitching for three or four, whatever the case may be. So I think the first thing you do is you consult with the player. You find out exactly how he would like to do it. Then you see how that fits into what you have on this club, and understanding that you still have a very valuable commodity in Garrett Crochet, and there's nothing saying that he has to be on the White Sox when next season starts if you can get something for him. But you just can't give him away. He's too valuable. You have to get just about exactly what you want for him, because there's no real desperate need to trade him. It's not like he's making a lot of money. It's not like he's coming out of control right away, because you still have him for this year and 2 years after this. So you've got to make sure that your goals and his goals are as close together as they possibly can be.
I totally agree with that, and I was consistent with the fact that the White Sox keeping him was the best idea for the White Sox. And I also respect and understand what his representatives did, Steve. The only thing I was arguing with Bruce about was that in passing up, the opportunity cost here is real, because Garrett Crochet just passed up a chance to play on a contender, to pitch for a World Series contender and stay in Chicago because of the way that he was presuming he was going to be used and the lack of certainty he assumed he wouldn't have with his new team.
This is just a question of trying to protect himself, because he realized if he doesn't get that extension and pitched into October with as much wear and tear as happens with a starting pitcher, he was concerned about staying healthy. And all of a sudden, you take a very valuable asset and you render it useless. Certainly, I mean, if he gets hurt, then that would, you know, he could get hurt to the point where that would be about it. So again, both sides are trying to do what they feel is right. With the White Sox, they want to make the White Sox a whole lot better by getting what they feel Garrett is worth in return and restocking this team. For Garrett, he's interested in staying healthy. So, again, you can understand both sides of the equation. And I think what Garrett felt was, if he went into October without an extension, if he did get hurt then because of overuse, you know, it wouldn't bode well for the rest of his career. So that's it's a difficult thing. It's one of those things that happens in baseball infrequently. But when it does, it's different today. I think his representation, I think Garrett realized that he wasn't going to have a lot of bargaining power going forward. It used to be where whatever the organization wanted you to do, you did. Pitching with the White Sox in 1973, I was in a three-man pitching rotation. I made my first start of the year on June 2nd or 3rd, and I wound up throwing 176 innings. I wound up starting the first and the fourth game. You remember probably the stadium in Arlington, Texas, which was an outdoor stadium, and in July, it was very, very hot in Dallas. And I started Monday night, and I started Thursday night in the same series. It was part of four starts in a row on 2 days' rest. And what they said was, look, here's the ball. We can get you the starts now, but if you don't want to participate in this, you won't pitch for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month. Well, it was an easy choice because we were on one-year contracts, and the choice was you either pitch or you probably don't get a chance to go out there. So, again, the players at that era didn't have the hammer. The organization told you what to do, and pretty much you went and did it. Now things haven't exactly swirled back the other way, but you know, the players have a little leverage, and when they do, they feel that they should use it. And I think this was the time when you look at the leverage that Garrett had, his agent and he decided that you know what, this is the auspices to which I want to play, and everything else, you know, we'll have to see what happens. And you saw what happened. The White Sox kept Garrett. I think he's a wonderful guy to have on your team because he's a bona fide number one starter. We'll just see what happens heading into next year.
That's the voice of Steve Stone. Maybe some people have done it as well. No one has done it better than Steve Stone as an analyst for Chicago baseball teams over the last 42 years. Steve, speaking of the job that you and John Schriffen do every night, when I cover a Cub game, I come home and, of course, watch the White Sox game. I know you get paid handsomely. You love what you do. So does John. But it's a difficult job watching the team go through this season and losing 18 in a row. How do you keep it interesting? How do you keep it viable? How difficult is it for you guys on a day-by-day basis?
Well, first of all, I just love this game and always have. If there comes a day when I stop loving it, then you'll know because you won't see me any longer on the air. But to me, every day, you have to treat it as every day being a brand new day as far as the game is concerned. Yes, I mean, we've lost 18 in a row. Yes, we could sit every day and criticize the aspects of this Chicago White Sox team, but it doesn't make any sense to do that. So we're taking a look and trying to find some positives, and right now it's a little difficult to do, but it's still baseball. We're still watching some wonderful plays. I mean, against Kansas City, for instance, we were still in the throes of the losing streak, but we got a chance to watch Bobby Witt Jr. put on a clinic in every aspect of the game. He's probably as close to a flawless player as you'd ever want to have. He plays very hard every day. He understands the game. His father was a major league pitcher, so he was raised with the game of baseball. And we get a chance to see that live, up close and personal on a daily basis. And unfortunately, most of the stars we're looking at are from other teams. But I think John and I both aspire to the time when we're talking about the White Sox players with the reverence that we're talking about some of the other guys that we get to call. And still in all, even though there's many problems with the assemblance of this baseball team putting it together, I think they're probably in better shape as far as going forward as they've been in a while. But people should understand that it took quite some time to get this White Sox team to where they currently are. And it's going to take some time to dig their way out of this. And they're trying to do it the best way they can. And the best way to do it always is to build a solid foundation through your minor leagues. It costs you a lot less. You get to develop these players the way you want to. And the one thing that you have to realize is you've got to scout your players and your organization better than anybody else's. So when you make a trade, you know exactly what you're trading and who you're trading. And same thing with getting whoever it is you're going to get back. But building an organization is kind of simple to talk about and difficult to do, because you have to build a solid foundation. Without that, you have to spend an enormous amount of money to be able to build a team. And we've seen from the Mets' experience and to a certain extent the Yankees' experience, you can't really spend yourself into a championship team. You can augment what you already have, but it certainly helps if you're developing players from your own system.
So when you look at the White Sox at the trade deadline, I think there was some disappointment because the expectations were so high. They didn't get more in return for the six players they did trade. The one who we're going to see if what he has is Miguel Vargas, and he homered last night, first time in a White Sox uniform. What do the White Sox have in Miguel Vargas?
Yet to be determined. I mean, they're trying to move him around to different places. He can play a number of different positions. He's a good-sized young kid. Looks like he's got some skills. I think we have to watch and see how he develops, and you never really know how a guy's going to develop. I mean, I urge you both to take a look at Jose Ramirez's minor league stats. Find where he started to hit home runs. It wasn't in the minor leagues. The Cleveland team developed Ramirez. He was a ping hitter, basically, a guy who hustled, a terrific guy for your organization. But as far as a baseball player, he was a good player. But he wasn't close to what he is now, and he developed into that, and you never really know if this guy is going to develop or if he's not. I mean, look at both teams in their use of Nick Madrigal. He was a fourth player picked in the country, and it turned out he just didn't develop. He got hurt a lot. He wasn't a legitimate base stealer. Defensively, he was adequate at best, and I think both Chicago teams found out that Nick wasn't a great player, and you'd like to get a great player if you're picking fourth in the first round. It didn't work out, and again, he just didn't develop the way his promise made it look. I mean, at Oregon State, this was a guy that was one of the best players on a championship quality college team, and it never worked out. So you take your chance, but it really helps if you have really strong development people to help these guys when they come into your organization and put your stamp on them. Chicago White Sox baseball is going to have and should have a new meaning as far as understanding how to develop these guys and what you want when you take a guy from your system and bring him to your major league team.
The 1988 Orioles started off 0-9 under Cal Ripken Sr., and he was fired. They hired Frank Robinson, one of the most historic people in Major League Baseball as a player and manager, to take over that team. They went 0-12 after he was hired. They went 0-21. This is all a setup to talk about, you know, the Pedro Grifol's situation and the fact that we know most or all of this isn't Pedro Grifol's fault, but things happen in sports and in baseball, regardless of whether it's an individual's fault or not. Where do you think the White Sox position themselves with Pedro and moving forward?
Well, fortunately, that is not my job and way above my pay grade. From a personal standpoint, I really like Pedro. I think he's a wonderful man, and I actually believe that he's a good baseball guy. You can't always get yourself a dusty situation. Okay, so what's a dusty situation? Because of what happened with the cheating scandal, Dusty Baker got that Houston Astro team, and he moved into a managerial situation where he had a team assembled already. Not that Dusty didn't deserve some credit because Dusty finally won with them. However, he was handed a ready-made baseball team, which is something that Pedro wasn't. And most managers who get their first job in the big leagues aren't handed a ready-made baseball team. So the Dusty equation goes out the window. But I think Pedro knew when he got here exactly what he was getting into. And then you hope that you can put your stamp on the team you're with and try to make it considerably better. As we know, it has not worked out so far in Chicago for Pedro. And fortunately, I don't have to make that decision. That decision will be made by the front office and probably ownership, and we'll see exactly what happens. If our guys believe they can make a better choice, well, then they'll do one thing, and if not, they'll do another. Pedro still has another year plus left on his contract. And look, it's been a very bad situation. They lost 101 last year. This year, it appears that the boys are going to fly by that dubious distinction, and we'll just have to wait and see just how it plays out. But I don't know what they're going to do with Pedro. But most managers have a really good feeling for when their tenure is coming to an end. And right now, I think with Pedro and his staff, I think there's some quality baseball people there. And again, I'm very happy that I don't have to make that decision.
Steve, thanks for all you do. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, guys, have a good rest of the show, and I'll talk to you later.
Steve Stone, talking White Sox here on Inside the Clubhouse. We'll wrap things up when we come back on 670 The Score. Want to let you know, Bears training camp coverage here on The Score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick. Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears, and Anthony Heron will join us at the top of the hour until 12:45, talking Bears, likely. Also, you can join Parkinson Spiegel Tuesday, 2 to 6, at The Wall in Marcus Gurney Cinema to register to win prizes and tickets and enjoy specials on food and beverages all day. Then at 8 p.m., enjoy the premiere of Hard Knocks on The Wall's big screen. Admissions always free at The Wall. Wrapping up Inside the Clubhouse, Bruce, we have had a very fun show, a lively debate. Thank you for all that you did lining this stuff up.
It's my pleasure, David, every week with you from 9 until 11. We thank Dave. We thank Julie Merriweather of the Chicago Cubs. We thank Tyler for producing this show, and thanks to Steve Stone for joining us. Let's hope we're talking about real good Chicago baseball next Saturday, David.
Winning streaks, not losing streaks. That would be ideal. Thank you, Bruce, for all that you did in putting the show together. And thank you most of all to all you out there for listening, for calling, for texting, and being part of Inside the Clubhouse at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Want to let you know, Bears training camp coverage here on The Score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick. Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. And Anthony Herron will join us at the top of the hour until 12:45, talking Bears, likely. Also, you can join Parkinson Spiegel Tuesday, 2 to 6, at The Wall in Marcus Gurney Cinema to register to win prizes and tickets and enjoy specials on food and beverages all day. Then at 8 p.m., enjoy the premiere of Hard Knocks on The Wall's big screen. Admissions always free at The Wall. Wrapping up inside the clubhouse, Bruce, we have had a very fun show, a lively debate. Thank you for all that you did lining this stuff up.
It's my pleasure, David, every week with you from 9 until 11. We thank Dave. We thank Julie Merriweather of the Chicago Cubs. We thank Tyler for producing this show, and thanks to Steve Stone for joining us. Let's hope we're talking about real good Chicago baseball next Saturday, David.
Winning streaks, not losing streaks. That would be ideal. Thank you, Bruce, for all that you did in putting the show together. And thank you most of all to all you out there for listening, for calling, for texting, and being part of Inside the Clubhouse at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.